The offices of Professor Eduardo Miranda include a clapped-out piano for student research, robots, oh, and a guinea pig called Joel.
He's hooked me up to the brain-computer music interface that we have here at Plymouth, and I've got a cap on my head with electrodes plugged into it reading my brainwaves.
I can see some flashing symbols on the screen in front of you.
Yeah, the system's wired up so that the flashing symbols correlate to brain activity. So when I look at these symbols, my brainwaves react in certain ways, and this can trigger music.
You've got to show me.
Okay.
Joel, it's very soothing. I could sit there all day. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, thanks. It was actually designed for a patient who we worked with. The patient had locked-in syndrome, so she had full mental awareness but no physical movement abilities at all.
So this is one of the few ways in which she could communicate with the world?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I believe she contacted the department with an email afterwards to say that she felt great to be in control again, which was a really good response.
This is all part of Professor Miranda's attempts to understand how music and the brain interact. He's just been awarded nearly £900,000 to try and build a music machine to treat stress and depression.
We wonder, for example, would that be possible to use this brain interfacing technology to help people to get out of states of depression, for example? If we can detect in the brain that there are patterns that are signatures of a person being depressed, can we use this kind of system to steer these patterns towards brain patterns that are indicators of a state of happiness, of joy? Imagine, for example, you go to the doctor and the doctor detects that you have a mental problem, and instead of prescribing drugs, you could prescribe a piece of music.
Just trying to think of this in a four-bar phrase. We move towards the third bar and then come away again.
All that's for the future. Today, a six-piece ensemble is rehearsing Professor Miranda's latest project, the Beethoven Brain Scan Remix. The music is separated into movements which represent how different people hear Beethoven's Seventh,